Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Great music, whether you like it or not. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something, as I love to say, do something more than nothing. Seriously. Okay? I mean, I appreciate your time with me. Get involved, get engaged, open your mouth. You might even save a life. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. Always appreciate her input with us. And then we left in the last hour. You were talking, or we were talking, about the suicide rate of teens going up. Because, and as you said, it's a lack of happiness. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for something to fill them. And the phone ain't doing it no more, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And someone just asked, you know, that, you know, I said that 5%, right, was the increase yearly, and what does that look like in numbers? Because, you know, I get it. People are nerds like me. So, yes. So, for that, I will tell you that the number of daily suicide attempts from ages, I think it's 10 to, oh, gosh, I don't know what the, let me look. Okay, here it is. So, it's ages 10 to 14. It's 5,400 per day. A suicide attempt.
Wow.
So 5,400 teens a day. And that's in the U.S. That's not worldwide. So that's too many, you know, as far as I'm concerned. And if it helps you to give you another statistic, suicide is the second, suicide, not attempts. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for youth ages, you ready? 10 to 14.
Oh, come on.
Second leading cause of death.
Now, you know.
Not accidents. Not cancer, it's suicide.
You know that she, that these, there's a certain group out there, I'm trying to be nice about it. I shouldn't be, but I'm trying to be. There's a certain group out there will say that the majority of those suicides are from the LGBTQ and or transgender community, because they're trying to say that that community, so those kids are the ones that are more likely to commit suicide. And I don't buy that for a minute. I buy what you're saying from a standpoint of these kids are looking for a false high, a false happiness, a false sense of joy. You know, they're looking to have what somebody else has. And that is what's driving them crazy. We've not taught them to be happy with themselves, if you would, right? We've not taught
right,
them that it's okay to be where they're at.
Right, and the whole transgender LGBT thing, all of that, you know, and it's interesting that people that are just kind of going on with their lives today, all they know is what they hear, you know, the here and now.
Yes.
And what they can relate to is their current generation. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, yes, there's a 41% of those 5,400 per day are, you know, LGBT or trans. But here's the thing, as a Christian, I don't choose to label. you know, I don't like separate gay and you know, adultery and this and this. It's a sin is a sin. It's right. When it's something that's not natural and how God made it, it's going to affect you. And some things are going to affect you more than others. And that is why I, you know, pray for people like that. It's not a hate thing. It's actually a love thing. But all of it essentially affects your mind. And it's all these fads, even though they're terrible, but they are a sign of the times. They are the generational thing. And how you know that is because you look from biblical times on up. You know, 1900s, and then, you know, 1920s and 30s and 40s, there weren't all these teens taking their life or attempting to because of LGBT issues. It's because they put it out there as a, you know, the charcuterie board of sin of the day, and people pick what they want all day long, and all of it's going to lead to destruction. And so I don't know if that all makes sense.
Dr. B, don't you want your kids to be happy? Don't you want them to...
Yeah.
To choose, right?
Do, but you need to understand the prefrontal cortex does not fully develop until age 25. That is our kids, that's judgment. That's our judgment calls. If they don't have the ability to make good judgment calls because their part of the brain doesn't grow till they're 25, why are we letting them cut body parts off and stopping their hormones, parents? Of course they're going to be suicidal. And it's not because of Christian nationalists. It's because their brain is not functioning correctly because it's not ready for all these decisions. I can go on and on. Follow the science. But all these people
follow the science with COVID. Science.
Oh,
God. How dare you say that?
But not the brain science.
Right. Yeah.
I don't. Either you're going to follow it or you're not. So,
yeah.
Yep. So someone just popped up and said, "How can we know if our child is suicidal? If a kid has social media access, are they all just suicidal?" Okay, I feel like that's kind of okay. I am just going to pretend like you're serious. Potentially, sure, but you're definitely. I will say this: if they have social media access to it, which kid doesn't? You know, what kid doesn't today? They are more prone, absolutely. They are more prone to the world. They are more prone to things that are going to take them down. And they're more prone to depression and anxiety. So absolutely. You need to limit these kids. You need to limit what they're looking at. You need to have screen time filters. You need to know what they're looking at and talk about it. So initiate the conversation and
right.
Say, hey, how are you?
You're up against it and you got to go, right?
I can do a few more minutes.
All right.
Faster.
Of course I do. I mean, you got them all riveted, so this is better than what I would talk about. Be back in a few minutes. The doctor is still in and we'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring it right back in. Because I'm enjoying her, you guys are enjoying her, and the loons on the left seem to be enjoying her as well. So Dr. Bridget Nelson joins us. Am I wrong?
Oh, these sweet left people. But just know I love you lefties. I do. You got to get the hate out. And message me anytime you want. But, you know, I do want to address the parents asking, you know, honestly, the good questions, like the serious, truthful questions of, you know, what can we do? How can I stay? And what you got to understand, parents, and I can literally vouch for this, and everybody's asking me to write a parenting book. I haven't finished.
What are you waiting
for? So raising my, because I have understood everything. I had my middle son who was lost his ever loving mind, and now he wants to be an addiction counselor, and he'll be a very good one. And my first son who, you know, if it's, he's just, I love him. He's just Lucas. And then Allie, who's like super easy, but, you know, is OCD and is a perfectionist. And
perfect. I love her already.
Please get B's and C's. Yes. And she's like, I can't get B's, Mom. I'll spontaneously combust. So I know. I get the spectrum of kids. So I'm just waiting to get Allie through high school, and then I'll write it. Because I don't want to get, you know, I don't want it to, like, come back and go, you wrote a parenting book. But I do want to say that these kids are not talking to us. And we really, really, really have to listen without judging and without giving unsought advice. On this subject, not like if they're like, hey, I'm, you know, ABC, but ask them, are you all right? You know, there's a check in my spirit. There's something off. And listen to your parental instincts. I wrote a book called The Parent Survival Guide years ago. And this one thing is still true, holds true. And it's just listen to those parental instincts and trust them. What's causing you to feel sad? Because you don't, are you sad? Assume they're sad, they're having a bad day if they're down, and say what's causing you to feel sad. You want open-ended questions. The other thing that teens will respond to is, I like to listen to you. You know, tell me more. Tell me what's going on. Tell me about your day. Tell me about your friends. Tell me, like, what's the latest lingo, you know, with, you know, texts and social media. And if it's kind of 2 to 3 weeks, of sadness and that they are withdrawing and they don't want to do normal social activities or sports. If they are doing that and it's been 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, then you need to start going there after you've asked these other questions and tell me about this and I see you're really down and you're withdrawing, but have you thought about ending your life? And you really have to ask that. And I'm not saying ask that of all your kids at the dinner table. No. Get them aside, the one that just seems sad and just seems down and, again, is withdrawing, and you see behavioral changes. You know, have you thought about this? And ask that question. You've got to be open and honest, and I know it feels uncomfortable.
I was just going to say that to you. Actually ask them if you've thought about taking your own life. Are you that sad or unhappy?
Absolutely, because, and don't be weird about it, like, oh my gosh, have you got, no, calm down. And I'll tell you two things. One, us parents, they look to us to set the mood, to set the tone. So just say, hey, have you ever thought about that? And you can even say, you know, it's natural. People think of it. We all just want to disappear some days. And you can say that. And if they say, well, I mean, kind of, and say, okay, next. You know, and I've said this to all my kids because they've all had really rough spots and patches in their lives. The next thing I say is, like, do you want to, like, end it, or you just want to disappear for a while? And help them see the difference. Like, do you want just this girl at school to just go away and be erased off the planet? Or do you want, like, social media to just disappear? Do you want to just, like, close your eyes and just not wake up for a week? You know, and just... So you can kind of gauge, you know, how bad is it? And if they say, no, I want to end it, I hate life, I don't want to be here anymore, then you've got to seek counseling and right away. And this is, I tell parents this all the time. If your child tells you, yes, I'm thinking about ending my life, have you thought about how to do it? Yes, I've thought about using dad's gun or taking drugs or whatever. If they say those two things, that is an immediate response. And if you are in the middle of nowhere or on a cruise or something and you can't get to help, you need to be with them. I'm talking sleeping bag in their room 24/7 until you can get them help, until you can get them to a counselor. So parents, you know, I know this is a heavy subject. But when I was a counselor, I would say, can you bring them in tomorrow? And in the meantime, you need to sleep in their room next to them. And they're like, what? And I'm like, okay, tell me that you don't understand how serious this is. So
take it very seriously. I know I'm going to ask you deep questions now. Would you say that most teens don't really understand what suicide is, that it's the end-all, be-all?
I would say my 10 to 15, 16, 17-year-olds, maybe 18-year-olds, really don't understand that suicide is forever. They don't. And why I will tell you that are two things. My friend who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and Kevin Hines, and he tells his story, and he wouldn't mind me saying this, but he was 17 years old and dealing with some mental health issues, and he said the minute he jumped off the bridge, he knew, oh, shoot, this is not what I meant. I didn't mean this forever. I didn't mean to end my life forever. I just wanted out of the pain. But he knew the minute he was flying down before he hit that water, that was it. And he hit the water, and he couldn't feel anything. And the rescue boat came because they sit there because it happens, right? We have almost 30 to 35 suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge a year.
Wow.
And they got to him. It took like 20 minutes to get to him, right? And he should have drowned, and he was bobbing up and down in the water, and he couldn't feel his legs from the waist down. And they got him out of the water, and he's like, am I dead? And the Coast Guard said no. And he's like, well, I don't know why you're not dead. You know, people don't survive this. And they looked down, and they said what kept him afloat and kept him alive was a seal. They pulled him off of a seal, and miraculously a seal, excuse me, had been keeping him buoyant. And he right then and
there dedicated his life to Christ. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
he became a Christian in that moment. He said that there's no way. And he's married, and he talks about this and shares it and still has mental health issues, but not that bad. But just cool stories like that. I've had two other teens call me and tell me that they had overdosed. These were clients that I tried desperately to get help. And they both said, call 911. This is not what I meant.
Wow.
I didn't mean forever. And they can feel life slipping away.
You're up.
Yeah.
Your time is
sorry,
up.
Guys.
It's going
talk to your
up.
Kids.
And now you're going to leave everybody hanging again. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, no, really. I'm blessed that you show up and you're willing to talk to people. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll have you on next week.
Thanks.
Again.
Sounds good.
All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go. Well, wait a minute. Don't go far, because you got me for the next hour. You don't want to blow that.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump held a rally in Texas Thursday. He briefly addressed reporters at an airfield close to the town of Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
The rally at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. A Gaza Health Ministry spokesperson said the death toll from an Israeli assault on a gathering of Palestinians looking for aid in Gaza City has risen to at least 100. The Israeli military said it's investigating the incident. An Israeli official said IDF troops resorted to live ammunition in response to people surrounding trucks transporting humanitarian aid. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that frequent marijuana use may heighten the risk of heart attack and stroke. Those who smoke cannabis daily could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Come on, that's a great bass line. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, as I always say, truly be part of the conversation. Right? And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you get engaged. It was great to see some of you, you know, in the chat room at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. And, you know, the great thing about that is you're in there in the chat room with people smarter than myself, people that want to be involved, that want to be engaged. Seriously. So, this is always fun. Anyhow. The, did you guys hear about Biden's new, what is it, what he's calling? I know some of you heard it because I saw you talking about it in the chat room. The new politically correct phrase now for migrants, right? Anybody know? Got a clue? So, I mean, he's taking a lot of heat for it. The he's got a new bill. The bill would provide $1.4 billion in assistance to cities and states who are providing critical services You ready for this? To newcomers, not lawbreakers, newcomers, $1.4 billion. How about helping our own people? What do you think? I'm just saying. It's just a wild and crazy idea. Maybe we should help our own first, right? Anyway, I mean, he wants to expedite work permits for people who are in the country. Right, the lawmakers immediately started slamming the White House for using the misleading term newcomers for migrants. The White House is using dishonest, misleading language is to trick Americans. I mean, look, if Americans are tricked by this, then they deserve everything they get. No joke. Dead serious. It's like I say, you know, when it comes to Chicago and New York and places like that, you keep voting them in. Why is it our fault? Why do we have to bail you out? Why do we have to do something to make your life easy after you keep putting these people in? There's got to be a proviso that you can have the money, you just have to vote somebody from a different party and not... It doesn't even have to be the Republican Party. Do an independent, I don't know, Green Party, the rent is too darn high party. I don't care. Right? Americans, at big numbers, oppose providing billions of dollars in taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens. These are not just MAGA people. Illegal aliens is the legal term to describe individuals who do not immigrate through legal and official channels. This is a legal term, a constitutionally legal term, that because it makes them feel bad, because our founding fathers didn't understand feelings, apparently, they want us to stop using. So stop using the legal term from the group that says nobody is above the law. Now, the chairman who vehemently opposed the Senate's proposed border deal said that it would only put billions of dollars in the hands of NGOs facilitating the border crisis and really not getting anything done. We've seen it happen already. We've seen billions of dollars being blown on this kind of thing. She went on to say, I'm sure that those who have recently arrived in our country through the legal immigration process will be surprised to learn that these newcomers for President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas now include those who jumped the fence, jumped the line, got in front of them, and they're not getting any help. You think that maybe they can, I mean, this would be funny, I'm not suggesting they do it, but why don't they include those that are waiting? Why don't they include those that are waiting, legally waiting for citizenship? Right? I don't see any problem with it. This is a catastrophe by design, according to Senator Roger Marshall. He said that Joe Biden welcomes newcomers. For those not familiar with newcomers, illegal aliens on U.S. soil through breaking our laws, right? In many cases, committing violent crimes, facilitating human and fentanyl trafficking, and costing taxpayers so far almost $500 billion. Do you know what you could have done with $500 billion? For our own people, for our vets. Do you know how much you could have done? Chances are that Lincoln Riley would still be alive and many others. But they won't admit to it because then they have to admit failure. They have to admit that they did, that the actions that they took caused the death of many people. Now, the ones that we can count and have a clue about, federal data shows that almost over 7 million migrants, illegals, have crossed into the country illegally since Biden took office in 2021. Joe Biden, Donald Trump are making or made visits today to the border. The Border Patrol agents are livid. These are the guys and gals that live down there. These are the guys and girls that work down there every single day. Wouldn't you take what they have to say? Trump visited Eagle Pass today, where he blasted Biden on a record high number of illegal crossing. He discussed the killing of Riley. He wrote Daily Mail op-ed Thursday that Biden is chasing him to the border today. Right? Yeah, Biden had no intention. He had no intention of it. He was too busy, remember? I'm too busy, I can't go down there. It never stops. The fake uproar, the fake rage, never stops. I don't know any other way. I really don't know any other way to say it. Seriously. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. So you're part of the solution. And it's, again, there's so much more going on out there. you're seeing some of this stuff happening, and it's taking your eyes off of truly what's going on. Right? You just watch. You watch what happens as these things start to collide and come together. You know, the illegal aliens, as the black community starts watching what's going on around them. You watch out what a nasty turn this is going to take. Well, the Biden administration, even though they were told they couldn't do this, they're doing it anyway. Remember the Nobody Above the Law club? They finalized energy-efficient regulations targeting residential clothes washers and dryers in an effort to curb carbon emission. Department of Energy announced the final rules, which is projected will collectively save American households $2.2 billion per year on utility bills by reducing nearly 71 million metric tons of dangerous carbon. Now, over the next three decades, DOE's regulations targeting the popular home appliances are slightly scaled down compared to the agency's original proposal, which would have probably put them all out of business, all these manufacturing companies. They don't care. Do they really? Come on, let's be honest about it. They don't care. Right? Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. She said, with a strong support from the industry leaders, no, they don't, and consumer advocates, no, they don't. They lie so easily. You ever notice that? It just like flows off of their tongue. They continue to roll out innovative appliance solutions throughout 2024 to the lower cost of the American people. That continuing the cycle of household savings will be the backbone of President Biden's investing in the American agenda. Right. By doing away with natural gas, by making it harder to buy appliances. That all makes sense to me, doesn't it? Costs so much more for, you know, EV. It's just crazy. Under regulation, certain less effective models or efficient models of washers and dryers will be barred from being sold. The clothes washer will lead to 30-year energy savings of 0.7 quadrillion British thermal units. A savings of 3%. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to go laugh this off. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, if you would. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. You know, and the reality is look, you get engaged, you get involved, you get informed. And we get to go, and you get to go out there and actually have information to talk to other people about. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate your time. Got so much I want to deal with. You know, Newsom is out there trying to make himself look like he's a real leader, real strong. He isn't. Not even close. I mean, really, the guy is terrible. He's a terrible leader. He only cares about himself. He could care less about anything else. If he thinks he's right, I mean, I don't know him personally, But I know people who work with him. I know people who work around him. All right? And right now, he's a world of hurt. We've got a mass exodus of wealthy fleeing the state of California, and they were paying the majority of the taxes in the state. Right? Many of the wealthiest residents have been packing up and running for the hills. So who do you think is going to benefit from that? I mean, again, they don't stop the bleeding. They sit up there in Sacramento and actually think that other people are going to move in the state to fill the hole. But unfortunately, the wealthiest occupants, they're assuming a massive portion of the state's tax bill, with 1% of the state's richest contributing to, ready for this, over 40% of all personal income tax receipts. How does that help? So, they're leaving. It really does. And that's from the U.S. Census Bureau. That is not from some right-wing whatever magazine. They've lost almost 30,000 millionaires out of this state who paid big bucks in taxes. Right? Now that's according to the IRS. Hopefully they're not lying to us. They've lost another 75,000 residents, middle class residents, if you would, over the last year. This is a big deal. If they keep losing these numbers, how are they gonna make ends meet? California relies very heavily on financial support from high-income taxpayers to pay the essential services, health care, education. So when you start seeing the wealthy population leave, run out of the state, it's kind of hard to make that up. Probably take 50, if you would average Californians to make that up. We're up over $70 billion in a deficit. How are they going to get from... Now, taxes saw a 25% drop last year. So how are you going to deal with that? If you don't keep them here, if you don't make a way for them to stay, how are you going to keep them here? And when they leave here, they're going to states, easier to deal with? Less taxes? Lower gas prices? So, they better come up with an idea to keep people here, but it's not going to happen. Proposition 98 was a program that ensures a specific level of financing for K-12 education. Some policymakers have suggested spending less on this proposition. It would help take care of the budget. But you cut this program, it's going to be a problem. Also, working remotely. The pandemic created a new work environment that's remote because the fact is many professionals are looking to live in places where they can enjoy a better life of quality. So you can work from anywhere and still work remotely and still have a decent life, right? Now, California isn't alone in this decrease in operation. It was a decline in population in 7 other states last year. There's a larger problem, obviously. Right now, the state of California claims it has $24 billion in reserves. I'm not buying. They're in too much financial trouble to have $24 billion in reserves. And the high tax rate is what's causing these rich people to get out of here. They're seeing their wealth dwindle. So if California wants to change this, this is some major changes they have to make, don't you think? Right? Just nuts. You love when I say that, don't you? All right. No, really, in all sincerity, it is, they've got to change their ways. Not just spending ways. They have to change the way they do business. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? Be part of what is going to make this country better. Get your information. We did a story the other day about Newsom facing some, Newsom giving a break. I know it was Panera Bread, the gabillionaire, allowing him to skirt the $20 an hour that he put in place for everybody else. Yeah, if you don't know, here in California, fast food workers will soon get $20 an hour. Okay? Because they need a living wage. I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. You can figure it out from there. Okay? But the administration said, you know, Gavin gave, what was it? He pushed back Thursday on suggestions that he helped a donor avoid paying the state's new minimum wage. And this is how they played this game. Listen carefully. They said that an exemption for restaurants that produce their own bread on premises doesn't apply to Panera restaurants owned by donor and former high school classmate Greg Flynn. It was an attempt to contain a backlash that rolled the Capitol, just made it crazy for a couple of days. Bloomberg published this. The State House is saying that governor never met with Flynn about the bill, and the story is absurd. No, so where did they get the story? He said, our legal team has reviewed it and appears that Panera is not exempt from the law. The Bloomberg story also further added controversy to... Now, here's the funny thing about it. If it wasn't true and if it wasn't right, then why didn't Newsom say anything when he was approached? His response to people when they approached him on it and said, why would you give them a $20 break, or why would you do this, why would you do that? He said, hey, you're seeing how political sausage is made. Why didn't he say, no, that doesn't work? The administration has not publicly explained the rationale for the exemption. The law says that the wage hike does not apply to any establishment with a bakery. I don't know why. I don't know what makes that so different. See, and the Panera Bread does make bread on site. Or they bake bread on site. Subway bakes bread on site. Why wouldn't they be exempt? I'm just asking. Right? So now, here in California, it's very expensive to go to a fast food joint. They will start losing businesses. More and more of them are going to automated kiosks. So you're going to end up paying more money for fast food, which was never, never, never meant, right, to pay this kind of money to their employees. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5562. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez, I like this guy, he's been around a while. He struck down California's ban on billy clubs. He found them protected by the Second Amendment, applying the Supreme Court's Bruin precedent. The judge explained the history of billy club laws found no controls before the Civil War, and few states regulated them until the 20th century. See, they wanted them gone because they were claiming that they were a sign of the old days, the days of the Civil War. Right? The judge criticized California's expert for imprecise language in describing regulations. It makes it difficult to perform the Bruin analysis when the state's expert, who has studied gun regulations for 30 years, is imprecise in his language. The state's briefing employs mischaracterization. So, in other words, they're tweaking the language. They're playing games with the way they lay it out, hoping the judge would side with them. Again, not new, not uncommon. But it is wrong. 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Okay? You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Sign up for our newsletter. There's so much you can do there. Hey, God bless, guys. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the emails that you send. And even when I don't agree with you, as long as you're respectful, no problem. Returning the email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. We'll catch you tomorrow.